You have a bill, I believe, relating to education that'll be coming up, I believe, for a committee hearing in the near future?
Yes, on Wednesday, January 27th, the bill that we filed last year as a result of the suicide death of a constituent's daughter, it resulted in us creating a bill to help teachers and educators learn the signs and symptoms of suicide through their professional development training, if they choose. The new Senate bill for this year is Senate Bill 646, and it will be heard in the Education Committee this coming week, and we're very hopeful. This year, it moves all the way through the process. Got very good response last year, and, you know, it's all about helping save lives. So I'm grateful to the vast majority of House members and senators who supported it last year, and I'm hopeful we get it across the finish line.
Sometimes, as you well know from your years in the legislature, it can be a while before a bill finally comes to reality for someone.
Right, and, you know, this is its second year, and actually what I've noticed is that there are a lot of suicide prevention and awareness bills that have been filed this year, and I'm really grateful for that. It's a big problem. It's a problem in the state of Missouri, throughout the state, both in rural, urban, and suburban areas. So we have a lot of work to do in this area, and we're moving in that direction.
The State of the State annual budget address given this week, your reaction to what you heard from the governor?
Yeah, so I was very pleased with the governor's remarks. I thought he did another wonderful job describing some of the priorities that he has and that he offers through our Missouri budget. And some of the things that I wanted to talk about are the addition of $150 million in K-12 funding. Now, while this doesn't fully fund the foundation formula, which frankly is one of my personal goals, we need to do that. This is based on adequacy, dollars needed in our school districts to adequately educate all of our kids. He's moving us forward in the right direction, so a significant increase in that budget. The governor has worked hard over his years in service to make sure that we keep tuition rates low at our state colleges and universities, and he's done a fantastic job. As a matter of fact, the best job of any state in the nation in terms of maintaining our current levels so that we don't graduate students with just exorbitant debt. You know, it's still very hard for students when they go out into the workforce. You know, how do these young people end up getting what they need, buying a home, doing the things that my generation and the generation before me was able to do? So we want kids to access this opportunity to a great future through education. We want them to be able to access that quality education that our higher education institutes provide. We want them to do it without graduating with a tremendous amount of debt. So I'm grateful to the governor for continuing that. He also stated once again his emphasis on the importance of people accessing health care, affordable, accessible health care for all. So he is talking about once again Medicaid expansion, and we've been talking about that throughout my tenure in the legislature. There are 300,000 people who do not have affordable, accessible health care. The expansion of Medicaid would add tens of thousands of jobs in the state of Missouri and infuse billions of dollars into our state economy. I'm hopeful that the majority party recognizes that there is just no reason not to do this for the health and well-being of the people in our state and for the health and well-being of our economy. So there are many, many good reasons to expand Medicaid. The governor also talked about ethics reform, and I know that a lot of people are very concerned about that. And we're very hopeful that true ethics reform, which comes in the form of limitations on campaign contributions so that the citizens in our communities don't feel like some millionaire or billionaire can come in and buy an elected office, and so that they have an equal voice in the election of our officials. I think that's really important. And so an emphasis on ethics reform. The governor also talked about the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act and how important it is that regardless of who people love, that they should be able to not be fired from their job for that reason and not be kicked out of housing for that reason. So this continues to move forward, and I'm hopeful again that we can get a good hearing on this and get this across the finish line in this session. I also want to remind you that next week, the House, the Senate, Attorney General Koster will all be talking about moving forward, and I'm really excited about our efforts to put into place legislation that will truly move Missouri forward. You'll be hearing more about that from us next week. So thanks again for this opportunity.